I am here to do the devil's work.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
I'm scared to close my eyes. I'm scared to open them. I'm gonna die out of here.
Here's Johnny.
I'll drive you crazy and I'll kill you all. I'm every nightmare you ever had. I am your worst dream come true.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
I see dead people.
We'll tear your soul apart.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
They're here.
I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in. I'm gonna bash them right the f*** in.
I'm the Undertaker and you're the body. Let me embalm you.
Good morning, everyone. It's 10:09.
The song.
Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 yes. FM. The Ticket.
Always been overrated.
This is the Norm in the Invasion. The Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Colonel, the Rev, Mr. 110, Norm Hitzkus. To my right. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, there are a lot of Michael Jackson tunes that are really good and better than Thriller, but this is not, this is a good song.
Heck this is yeah. a jam. It's not a bad song.
It's no. a jam, but it's not his best.
No.
I don't even think this was the best album.
I agree.
Although I say that, then I look at the tracks and go, oof.
It's strong. Yeah.
Off the Wall was great.
Did you
Off the Wall
say was the it's best. Sprung?
I don't think I did.
I said no. strong.
Oh, I thought you said. I thought
I said it's strong. Said.
It is. Yeah,
it's
sprung.
Man, it's sprung. It's sprung.
I meant to say strong.
All right, we have Saroy.
Yeah.
We have Jules.
Hi.
Big Strong.
Big, howdy.
Big it's Sprung. Halloween. Jen. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy hey, Halloween.
Guys, how's it going?
Trick or treat.
This?
Yeah, who is this?
Halloween guy.
Hey, Halloween guy, how are you?
Yeah, good to see you.
Hey, are you excited about your special day today?
My favorite day of the year. Sure
what
is,
what are you going to do today?
For asking.
Yeah.
Jeff, oh, you know, scare folks. And,
do you have an injury or?
No. That's just how dead people talk.
Wow.
Yeah. He's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Even better.
Real wow. dead.
I didn't know you were dead.
Real dead, yeah. huh?
All right. Real dead.
Not just dead.
No, no, real dead.
Real dead. Yeah. All right, all right. Well, we have a special treat for you guys right now. Right now. George Dunham.
Yes.
Gordon Keith. The Musers, right here,
don't forget
ready
me.
To talk dead
man. Halloween guy.
Halloween guy, I'm sorry. We're here to talk 25th anniversary. It's a round table, and I love these. You get to dive deep into certain aspects of what made the ticket the ticket. And this one is something that I'm not really familiar with, so I'm excited to hear how this started and all the behind the scenes about it. It is the confrontations with Nasty Nestor. So, Gordon.
Okay, I remember this. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You've had the most confrontations with Nasty Nestor. Tell everyone listening, maybe even new members,
okay.
who is Nasty Nestor?
He is a radio personality from Baltimore, and he's a big Ravens fan, and he is, without a doubt, the biggest douche you will ever meet.
It's a weird deal because he owns his own radio station. A really small wattage station in Baltimore, but he also hosts the whole day. I don't know. Is he the, for a while? I think he was like the only guy at a station, and then he hired some people. So he had like three different shows and then syndicated shows.
I think there for a while he wasn't even on the air. But at first, when we first met him, he didn't own his own station.
He was just on the air.
He was on some station in Baltimore and had a show. And he was a younger guy like we were at the time, and so we were all coming up at the same time. And so there's a lot of natural rivalry. And so I went out with a wireless microphone one time and had some conversation with him, and I'm sure it started off well and then ended really poorly.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Well, and I used to, believe it or not, I used to be even more of an agitator than I am now. And so I'm sure we got pretty aggressive with him. But what happened was I would go out with that wireless microphone every single time we went to the Super Bowl. And I would talk to a lot of the same people every single year. And if they were mad at me the previous year, or we had an interaction that ended poorly, usually they would start talking to me again the next year, and bygones would be bygones, and we would start again. We'd turn the page.
And I'd like to point out, this was the only place we encountered this guy.
Yeah,
we saw him once a year.
Every year at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, we have a few cuts of audio to play. It's on my sheet, it says the first confrontation was in 2001.
Okay, that sounds
about
right.
But it wasn't with Gordon. It was with Grego,
who was a former host here on The Ticket.
Yes, used to host.
Now, you guys were there, and Grego just happened to be with y'all.
Okay.
Also, it's the morning show. Okay, it's the morning show when it happened.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't our first confrontation with him, is it?
I think so. Yeah.
It's the earliest one we have.
Okay, so I think we had already had, I thought we had already had a confrontation.
You think it goes back to the late 90s?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. I think it goes back to probably year three of The Ticket.
Okay.
And, so I think there was already, he was mad at us. It's just, when he got mad at us, there was no peace after that.
Wait, could you explain, what was he mad at you for?
I can't remember. Hopefully this first cut will explain something, because right. I have not heard this since 2001,
okay,
whenever
so,
it happened.
Like I said, maybe you guys talked to him beforehand, but this is the earliest that we have where it had gotten a little bit ugly.
Yeah.
So here's Grego confronting Nasty Nestor in 2001 at the Super Bowl.
Hey, Nasty, do you want to finish talking to us from the other day? Do you want to finish talking to us?
Oh, he's refusing to speak.
You don't want to talk to us at all? I just wanted to ask you about your T-shirt. Will you comment about your T-shirt? You won't talk to me.
Look how comfortable this is.
Boy, it's very rock.
Why won't you talk to him?
He's just staring Grego in the eyes.
Ask him about his hat.
He's not moving.
Will you talk about your hat?
Oh, yeah.
Are we talking about your Get Nasty T-shirt?
He can't stare for forever, Grego. Just stay right there. Yeah, he's breaking your gaze.
Ask him what he fears.
Away.
What does he fear?
What do you fear? Why do you fear us so much?
Oh, he just pushed Grego.
He just pushed Hammer.
Wow, he lost his cool.
That's as close as he's come. Get away from me. Don't look at me.
There's some other media member who's looking at Grego's credential.
Wow, Grego. Nasty lost his cool.
Put your mic over there. Let's hear this.
Tell the security guard we'd like to have that man removed.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'd like to have him removed for touching
you. Well, you can't. Now, that guy's ticket friendly.
We'd like to have that man in the purple hat removed. He's a nuisance.
He's short-tempered. And short. Yeah,
that guy's ticket friendly. That guy's cool. He's the security guy's friend of the show.
Wow.
He just pushed the hammer.
All right, Grego's back at our
physical
drug cast location.
Oh, no.
That's as close as he's ever come to dying without actually dying.
Okay, I think that was the first one because the Ravens were in the Super Bowl that
year
against
and Grego
the
had mentioned you want to keep talking to us from the other yesterday or the other day. Yeah. So that was the first time we had.
In Tampa, yeah.
We had a conflict with him. And Grego's going up to him. We don't have the original conflict from the day before, 2 days before, but that was Grego going up and approaching him.
I forgot all about that.
And you know what? I have to hand it to Nasty Nestor. He has never broken. Like, as much pressure as we've put on him in the past 18 years, or however long this has been, he will never let us have peace with him.
Yeah. No. Let me ask, do you know if he's still on the air in Baltimore?
He was at his last Super Bowl.
Yeah, we see him every Super Bowl. Okay. And he has the NFL's ear. They take his side on these conflicts with him. And they warn us every single year, stay away from that guy or we're going to pull your credentials. And we're like, okay, we're one of the number one, if not the number one sports station in America. Or maybe Cambodia, too.
Cambodia, too.
And that guy owns a 3-watt radio station that he runs out of his side room.
But it's very much like the DMZ, though. I mean, it's just we sometimes we'll pass him, but we don't acknowledge him. And it could erupt at any moment.
He does walk around with air in his chest the whole time while
he's
there.
Yeah, it looks like he's looking for a fight.
He really does. Yeah. And even if he makes eye contact with anyone, if you have on a shirt that has the ticket on it while you're on radio row, he just kind of gives you a look like, you know, hey, man, I didn't do anything to you. Yeah, these are my boys at the radio station. I do love in that audio, though, the the peanut gallery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how far away you guys were from the actual confrontation, but it's like, ask him what does he fear? Ask him about his shirt. It's so typical. The guys in school that they know they aren't going to fight, but they want to make sure that the guy that's right there is going to start the fight.
Him.
It's so funny, man.
It was George.
That was
George.
Great.
It was George. George in the background.
George is the instigator.
Mm-hmm. That's the voice I heard.
I was against all this.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And Greg will repeat anything, huh? Everything you guys said. Tell us about your hat.
What about that hat?
What
about that
shirt? What do you fear?
Catch me.
But I do love. I do love his laugh. Last line, as he says, "That was the closest he's come to dying."
Ever. Okay. So when is the next time we pick up the confrontation?
Well, the next piece of audio we have is from 2004. And the rest of the audio clips that we have feature Gordon versus Nasty Nestor.
Hard to believe that.
So I guess that was Grego sitting in with you guys in the morning on Radio Row from the Super Bowl. This next clip is from 2004. And this is the first time we hear a word from Nasty Nestor. He didn't say a word in 2001.
No.
This is where he says naughty words to Gordon in 2004.
This is the man who hates the ticket more than anybody on Earth.
We could have.
It's nasty. Content.
I'm gonna nasty. Can we talk to you for a moment?
No. Go f*** off.
Oh. Whoa!
That's the most intelligent thing he's ever said.
Wow. He's never moved so quickly.
Golly.
You should have seen Jeremy.
Man.
Oh, gosh. We need to make that into a promo.
I hope we dump that.
Yes, we
can. You know, you can't say that on the air.
Yeah, really? We can't?
Yeah, no. Did you know that?
What's wrong with you?
That's what makes him so nasty.
Why are you so high strung?
Why are you so nasty?
Why are you so high strung?
What's that?
Golly. Wait, don't get too close. We'll have to dump him again.
Oh, no.
You already have.
Go f*** yourself again. 7-second delay.
Ooh, that's good.
That's nasty.
Really good. You're so nasty.
Whoa, that's good.
You're so nasty and yet so Nestor at the same time.
It's good to see you've grown up, Nasty.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Man, I thought it was going down there.
So forceful. And so Nasty Nestor is a tiny guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's like 5'6", maybe? 5'5"?
He's little.
He is tiny. But he has that East Coast kind of, you know, kind of attitude about him.
Yeah.
And he's pretty much by himself at this table. So if it goes down, it's 1-on-3. Like, it's not anyone egging him on. He's alone. Right?
He does have some people that I think work on the station. But, yeah, most of the time it's just been him by himself.
And so after 2001, Gordon, do you say go up and say something to him every year, 2002, 2003, and 2004?
Yeah, okay. Every year we tried to, it was our tradition, was to try to talk to Nasty Nestor.
A tradition unlike any other.
Yeah, it's very much like the Masters.
Until the assault, that's what ended it, because the NFL put it.
That's when the NFL got involved, was when he physically attacked.
So
Paul Tagaboo stepped in.
Judge Tagaboo.
I want to talk about the years prior. So when you walk up, if you can remember, 2002, you stick the microphone in his face. Yep. Does he say anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
So
he would be quiet. That was his thing. He would be quiet, and then I think he may have done the cussing thing a couple more times. And then one time he grabs my microphone. I think that was...
I think that was here when he said,
"No, go f*** off."
Yeah, though that's when he grabbed the microphone and yelled into it. There was another time where he grabbed the microphone and stuck it inside his pants, in his underwear.
What?
And rubbed it on his pubic area. And handed it back to me.
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah. I thought we had audio of that. Did we not have audio of that?
I couldn't find it.
Oh.
So dang, that's all you hear was
lost.
You see that?
What a badass move that is. Kind of the ultimate.
Boy, that is the ultimate. Yeah. And then you just kind of grab it back.
Pulls it up out of his pants with a tampon hanging off of it.
Whoa.
Do we still own that microphone?
It's the one you're using right there.
That's right. I was worried about.
What was that?
He really did that? What did you do? Did you stand there staring at him?
Yes.
Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, the guy's unhinged. He's unhinged.
Okay, I want
to
hear.
That may have been the year we sent Norm over to negotiate.
There's no peace.
I think that was.
And you came back and said there was no peace.
May have been a little later.
What year did you join the ticket, Norm? Because it's like the second
it's late
year.
Late 90s. So I'm
third year for all of this.
Yeah. So maybe it was this year. Maybe it was after 06. It was one of these years in here.
I want to hear that audio clip again because the forcefulness of Nasty.
Yeah.
As soon as Gordon walks over and says, hey, man, you want to make peace? And it's just. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just.
Don't blank yourself.
It goes DMX in the microphone on him. Play that clip again, please.
This is the man who hates the ticket more than anybody on Earth.
We could have.
It's Nasty.
Hey, Nasty. Can we talk to you for a moment?
No. Go f*** off.
Oh.
Whoa. That's the most intelligent thing he's ever said.
Wow. He has never moved.
Golly.
So
you should have seen Jeremy.
Man.
Oh, gosh. We need to make that into a promo.
I hope we dump that.
Yes, we do.
You know, you can't say that on the air.
Yeah, really? We can't?
Yeah, no. Did you know that?
What's wrong with you?
That's what makes him so nasty.
Why are you so high strung?
Why are you so nasty?
Why are you so high strung? Golly. Wait, don't get too close. We'll have to dump him again.
That? Oh, no.
You already have.
Go f*** yourself again. 7 second delay.
Ooh, that's good. That's nasty.
Really good.
You're so nasty.
Whoa, that's good.
You're so nasty and yet so Nestor at the same time.
Well, I thought he was going to charge us like a bull. We would. Oh.
Do you have some Rosengarten to him?
No, he doesn't have slop voice.
No.
He reminded us of nobody but Rosengarten has Rosengarten to him.
He reminded us of a guy who used to work here named Rocco because he kind of had that cadence of, you know, kind of a quick northeast delivery.
That's right. And it's
kind of talk like that.
Tiny guy. It's almost just like Rocco. Short guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of has this air in his chest a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that is so great. All right, we're going to continue this 25th anniversary roundtable. George and Gordon are with us. We're talking about the confrontations with Nasty Nestor. And the next piece of audio will involve some physicality to it. And that's from 2006. So we're going to get all that going. It's the 25th anniversary roundtable. Gordon and the Morning Show versus Nasty Nestor. We will continue next. It's the Invasion on the Ticket.
Here's a quarter to spend on 25 years worth of memories with the Ticket Guys. Holding forth now on a special silver anniversary roundtable. Brought to you by Coors Light and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, this is the weekend to be at Texas Motor Speedway. The Hard Line is going to be broadcasting live from Torchy's Tacos in the infield at Texas Motor Speedway tomorrow from 3 until 7. Stop by, and you might walk away with a four-pack of passes for garage tours. Get information and tickets at TexasMotorSpeedway.com.
Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
1032. It's Norm. It's Donovan. We will talk World Series. There's a new champion in Washington. We will discuss that coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. But right now, we will continue our 25th anniversary roundtable. We are joined by Gordon and George talking Nasty Nestor. Now, we did, Gordon, look up and try to find a number to see if he would join us and call.
Oh, my
gosh. See if we could finally squash this thing after all these years.
Yeah.
But what happened, Mike?
I've been trying, and the only number I can find goes to somebody else's voicemail, apparently at the station that he may or may not work at. So.
Did you leave a message?
Love to give you that opportunity.
Well, we can do that at the end of the segment. Yeah, let's do that at the end of the segment. Give Gordon finally another chance to try to apologize. And I think it was...
And I thank you for this opportunity.
I think it was WNST.
Yeah.
We never stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says on me.
Or Nasty without the A and the Y.
Are
that's
that.
Right, that's right,
Norm. All of them.
Good.
Good, buddy.
Okay.
All right, let's get back into some audio. We heard Grego confront Nasty in 2001, and he put hands on Grego. we heard from 2004 where Gordon went over to try and talk to Nasty, and he just grabbed the microphone and told and everyone cussed, to go F themselves three different times. And before that, he grabbed Gordon's mic and rubbed it on his junk.
In his pants.
In his pants.
Yes.
I can't get over. I've never heard that in my life.
I haven't. Like, okay, anyway. And you walk around with a pretty decent-sized wireless, right?
Yes.
And he just sticks. Oh, my God, that's incredible.
He had plenty of room to put it in.
Probably didn't hit anything. Mm-hmm. All right, so now we go to 2006, Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure you remember this because this is one of the first times he gets a little physical with you.
Yeah, and all I was doing here was not talking to him, I believe. I think I was just putting a mic near his program in progress just to kind of listen in.
Yeah, so, I'm sure that wasn't antagonizing
at all. Not at all. Very non-invasive.
So you're walking around Radio Row with the wireless. You mm-hmm. see Nasty on headset doing his thing, and you walk in and you stick the mic in. All right, here we go.
Let's see who this is. Let's take a listen. Nasty Nestor.
Is it?
No.
Patches. I want the Super Bowl patch. And I was going to wear your jersey all week in honor of Mark. If you made it. The next year.
No.
What's that?
No.
No what?
No what?
We're just covering.
No.
We're just covering
been,
some of the.
I've been fucking down.
What's that?
I know what you guys are doing. Just go.
No, we just wanted to listen a little bit. We can't listen you a little bit. You are listening to our live coverage right here. It's all brought to
you. You don't need a microphone. To listen.
Morgan Solutions. Blue Dot.
No, we're listening.
And of course, our friends at Toyota.
Uh-oh.
We're listening on the air.
Huh?
We're listening on the air.
Is that his producer?
Yeah.
Your boy can't
Nasty.
Get the f-
okay.
Whoa, dump truck.
Right.
I'm here doing s. Get away.
Dump okay.
it. Doing what?
Get away.
Wow.
Let's bring Gordo down until he's
hey,
out.
Hey, who was that, Gordo?
Nasty Nestor.
No, I mean, who shoved you and cussed at you?
No,
that
Nasty
was,
Nestor.
That was Nasty
he's
after
the one
took
who
a break.
Actually, he's the one who actually shoved.
You're kidding me.
No.
Did he make physical contact?
Out of control.
Yes.
All right, we need to file a complaint with security that
yes.
you were. You were attacked by Nasty Nestor.
Attacked? Yes. I was. He pushed my arm, and I, you know, I can't. I think he broke my femur as well.
You having a hard time moving your neck?
Yes, I'm having a difficult time right now. I'm having back pains, and
I cannot believe that he shoved you.
Gosh.
So yeah, that was his producer who stood up and was trying to get me to leave.
Right.
And then, of course, Nasty goes to a break, and that's when he reaches over and.
Man,
he attacks me physically. He attacked my person.
My favorite part of this clip is innocent Gordo.
I'm just trying to listen.
Yeah, I need a microphone to listen.
He always gets on quarterbacks for giving themselves up on the field, you know, for sliding. Isn't this a quarterback? What?
Yeah, this is my radio slide.
I'm down.
What are you talking about? He plays over.
The innocent Gordo has been a 25-year appearance.
What did I do?
He has so much malice in his heart, but he goes over and says, what? I'm just listening.
I'm trying to listen.
But the producer said, you don't need a microphone to listen. I mean, I'm just
sampling some at the sports radio at the Super Bowl. I like in the background, you can hear him rushing to break so he can get up and yell at Gordon.
He's boiling right now. Yes, as soon as he sees Gordon. And then
he does. He goes from like 0 to 100 on the anger scale immediately when he sees me. I mean, it is. I've never had a person been that mad at me for that long.
At what point?
And that instantly, every time I see him.
Review something for me. At what point does the NFL step in and say, you are going to that side of the building, and you are going to this side of the building, and we're not putting you anywhere close to them?
It was 2006.
This
that
one
was
right
the
here.
Point.
That
yeah.
was okay.
it. Mm-hmm. That now, was the breaking point.
It was either 4 or 6. I tried to make peace.
Yeah.
Because, see.
Nasty talks to Norm. He respects Norm.
He does.
He loves you, Norm. Norm's a legend everywhere.
I think I was guilty by association in this case, but that's another matter. I went over and tried to make peace with him, and I said mm-hmm. something like, that, you know, this is crazy. I mean, we got to stop this. I don't know the exact words. And he said to me.
I think it was, this is crazy. We've got to stop this.
Yeah, I think that was it. And he said to me something like, listen, I've got no problem with you, okay? And then he used that disparaging word again.
What?
About you all.
What did he say about it? Starts with an F.
You bleep, those bleeping guys.
Uh-huh.
And I think he grouped all of you. Especially you, by the way.
Especially group me.
I think he'd forgotten the confrontation with Grego, but he said, I think those you three were
a bunch of MFers. And you know what Norm said?
Look, I agree.
But is there any way? And I agree.
And I do appreciate the fact that George and Craig had your back, even though you went into that fire with a can of gasoline, some lighter fluid, anything that will start and make the flames higher. As soon as he touches you, they're like, oh, well, that's a saw, man. What are you doing?
That's right.
I do like that, George. I really do. Okay, let's get to our last piece of audio. And this is from 2009. And the only thing
that's a long war this has been.
Right? It started in the late 90s. We've escalated this thing, and there are only three words that describe this piece of audio, Gordon. Gordo gets choked.
We'll see him. We will see him.
You mean to wander? Oh no, he is here. Hey,
oh no.
I'm guessing him.
Oh my god.
Wearing a red shirt.
Oh, no. I thought we were out of it. I thought we were out of it.
Here we go.
Right. Oh my gosh. Walking up to him, getting close.
Oh, no. I'm so scared right now.
Hey, Nasty, just wanted to try to make peace with you from the, from years past. Good question with Bruce yesterday. Just wanted to say hi and see how things are going. He's just staring at me. He's not really saying anything. We're just trying to make a little peace. Is there peace to be had? Can't still be mad. That was like 10 years ago. It was like 10 years.
Oh my god.
Wait, what are you doing?
Oh.
What are you doing? You can't grab someone around the throat. We came over just to say, to make peace.
Get out.
Out of where?
Oh my god, he's assaulting Gordo.
That's an assault.
That's a physical assault.
Oh no.
All right. He's having to be held back right now.
We're filing charges. We have that on video.
Do we? Were we taping that?
Yeah. Oh, we got that on the webcam.
No.
Did he grab you around the neck?
Yes, around the neck, and then pushed and shoved and knocked down their broadcast equipment as well.
My God, that guy has
a
screw loose.
And Gordon's still feeling the effects of being choked.
You can let me go. There's no problem here.
Man.
Well, now, since then.
Yeah, since then.
We have not said a word.
Everything's
to
been
him.
Fine since then.
Yeah, because we haven't. Talk to him.
Okay, talk to us.
So this is the Super Bowl where this is my first hearings or dealings about Nasty Nestor. And seriously, there was tension at the media party, I think, after that choking incident. Mm-hmm. So we're all kind of, as a group, standing at the media party like some kind of gang. It's the worst looking gang you could ever imagine.
Yeah, not very.
But we are standing around like we're just big and bad, and we're protecting our bunker mate because he was choked, and if something's going down, it's going down.
I went to the media party in one of those neck braces. You can clearly tell I was angling for a lawsuit.
Andy Kaufman.
And we're standing there, and he's at the party, and our group standing there is kind of close to him and his group, and it really felt like it was about to go down.
Everyone starts snapping and dancing.
Break out in song.
Crips and the Bloods.
I'm telling you, it was like I looked at George, and I went and grabbed the chair, and I said, okay, well, if it's going down, then I'm swinging and stomping.
Yeah,
and
we're
getting the heck up out of here. But boy,
I guess he just has this gurgling rage when he sees Gordon.
He does.
Yeah.
His face gets all red, and I mean, he's physically shoved me multiple times.
In the choke.
So, and look.
Oh, man.
You could clearly hear the olive branch that I was extending.
You were.
Yes.
Of course we can.
Then you turned into Tom Green.
What are you doing? I don't understand, Dad.
He's choking me.
And they're beautiful
lesbians, Dad. They're beautiful.
Okay, that's what? That's what?
The best part.
Talking to that woman.
That woman, she was really freaked out.
Yeah.
You could hear her. You could hear her saying, you know, I've been here for 28 years. I've never seen anything like this.
I want to hear the point where Nasty puts his hands around Gordon's neck because the rumbling of the microphone and just Gordon it's the funniest thing. Okay, play it until Gordon gets choked.
We'll see him. We will see him.
You mean to wander? Oh, no, he is here.
Oh, no.
I'm guessing him. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Red shirt.
Oh, no. I thought we were out of it. I thought we were out of it.
Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Walking up to him, getting close.
Oh, no. I'm so scared right now.
Hey, Nasty, just wanted to try to make peace with you from the from years past. Good question with Bruce the other day, yesterday.
It's nice.
Just wanted to say hi and see how things are going.
He doesn't have
He's just staring at me. He's not really saying anything. We're just trying to make a little peace. Is there peace to be had? Can't still be mad. That was like 10 years ago. It was like 10 years.
Oh my God.
Wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? You can't grab someone around the throat. We came over just to say, to make peace.
Get out.
Out of where?
Oh my God, he's assaulting Gordon.
That's an assault.
That's a physical assault.
Oh no.
All right.
All right. For the 28 Super Bowls, and I've never seen it.
All right.
Yeah. Decent point there.
Yep, you got me on that one. All right.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
That is so fantastic, man.
So what happens next? How is he not in massive trouble for trying to choke you?
I don't know.
You?
The NFL like loves him. They love him for some reason. Yeah, I think because he wears their gear.
But the blame falls on both of you or more on you?
It's way more on Gordon.
They pinned me for this. This is all about me to them.
Yeah.
Because you're saying things so incendiary that he must choke you.
Right. And I don't know whether he's got a friend that works for the NFL and coordinates the credentials or something, but for whatever reason, they are really partial to him. And they've threatened it, not just to kick me out of the Super Bowl. It's all of us. Our entire station would not be allowed to go to the Super Bowl.
Even though we have video of him choking you.
Right. And, you know, that episode, the cops asked me if I wanted to press charges because they filled out a police report for this thing.
Really?
Yeah. Because the cops showed up that day and were asking me about it. And they said, well, we need you to fill out this thing. And I go, okay, I will. And they said, do you want to press charges? It's up to you. And I said, you know what? We're doing a bit. I understand that he's doing his radio show, and we kind of mess with him, and he wants to just focus on his work. And yes, I want to fully press charges.
Full extent.
Yeah. And you thought about going back for like a trial, didn't you?
Yeah, and I was willing to go back for the trial and all of this, but something happened where I never heard back from them again. After I told them that, yes, I want to press charges, and I signed all the paperwork they wanted me to sign, and then it just somehow went away.
The NFL made it go away.
Imagine that trial, Gordo, doing the Little Red Riding Hood on the stand.
Of course.
And Mister is just beat red, shaking in the damn
charges
chair.
Him again.
I knew if I could get him on that stand. You can't handle the truth.
They have to restrain Nasty Nestor. He's pointing. I'm going to get you.
I totally win.
Sir, you have to stop saying the F word. Stop it. Judge would be all over Nasty.
All right, boys. We really, really appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
Awesome audio to listen to. Gordo and the Ticket versus Nasty Nestor. That's another 25th anniversary roundtable.